Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Folks, good evening for a Monday, 4/20/2015. That's April 20th, 2015. My name is Gary Wimmer, coming from planet Earth, Austin, Texas, to be specific, somewhere on planet Earth. And good to have you folks with us tonight. I have as my co-host tonight the one and only beautiful, interesting, wise Jan Drake Bakke, who reads animal totem cards. We will both be with y'all. We will be giving some readings. We'll be having some interesting talks between Jan and I and those of y'all that call in. And by the way, if you do call in and you do want to have a reading, be sure and press 1 so we see that you are in the room. A little question mark comes up, and that shows you want to ask a question or have a reading. So be sure and press 1 if you are interested. We will take callers in the order they have called in. But before I go any further, I want to introduce to you folks my fine host, co-host, Jan Drake Bakke. Jan, you with us, my dear?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Gary. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, compared to the world, girl, I'm doing real good. Every day I see so much craziness, and I realize how blessed I am. How are you?
I know. I agree. I'm pretty good. I agree with you on that. And I just wanted to ask you if it would be okay if I read this poem.
Absolutely.
Really?
But tell us a little
good.
Tell us a little about yourself in the process. What you do?
Okay, sure. Well, I mostly I see the animal spirits around people, and also passed over animals. So it's a little bit of mediumship work, but mostly I see animal spirits around people. And I started doing that about 10 years ago, and I didn't even know I was doing it. I had no idea. It just happened to me. And then I got involved with Jethro Smith, of course, my teacher, and started training with him, and they started coming out more and more. And so now that's what I do. When I do readings, I see animals, and it's just the most interesting thing I've ever experienced. I had no idea that I'd be doing this, and I'm relatively new, even though I had psychic experiences as a child, but I sort of put it back I didn't really get involved in it because I was doing other things and it just wasn't talked about in my family. So even though my mother was very psychic, and she really, really was. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. And then I work at these missing person cases, and that's always very challenging and very interesting. And so I have a few of those that I'm working on right now. And when I work on these, I do those through meditations mostly. Mm-hmm. And animals will come in during those meditations and will show up in locations. And it helps with finding locations and et cetera. So it's really neat. These animals are amazing beings, and they're really there. I mean, it's hard to believe that they are, but they really are. So many things that I could talk about, and what they do and the synchronicities and how they help us, and it's just amazing. So this is an amazing field, and I think what you do, lithomancy, is really amazing, and I love hearing your fantastic readings, and they're always so accurate. You're the master. So anyway.
Well, there's not a whole lot of people that do this, but
right.
I wanted to hear your poem too. I'll talk about myself in a moment,
okay.
But if you'd like to now.
Oh, I sure would. The reason why I sort of brought it up was because I listened to this one song by the Two Steel Girls band. They're just my favorite band right now. I just love them, and I'm in contact with them regularly. They email me and stuff, and they send me things, and we talk. And their song that they had is called Forward, and it talks about moving forward, especially after having hurtful times or times that have been hard or whatever. And so I wrote this poem a couple of years ago, and I just sort of jotted it down. But it just reminded me of their song. So here it goes. It's called Sometimes That Hurt. Sometimes the hurt that we think is following us is just residue and not real. Look, rest, and act with kindness towards yourself. It's okay. It's just how you feel. Sometimes people mimic others from our past that have hurt us. Be careful not to turn them into someone they may not be to keep yourself free. Sometimes the hurt is so strong, it turns into overpowering waves. Let the momentum flow through you and ride it without fear. This will help your next move and how your next emotion behaves. Remember that the passing of it is so near. Cool and calm again, that hurt comes in and out. You have more control over it. Every time you choose the choice of peace, you have more understanding than the hurt begins to cease. And that's that poem. That's it.
I love it, girl. Yeah. So does our audience.
Thank you.
They loved it too, my dear.
I love that.
Well, you said some very interesting things about, pain and healing. We've all been through it. And as I always tell people, if you don't get knocked down, you'll never learn how to get up. If you don't go through some pain, you'll never learn how to heal. So there are no accidents or coincidences in life. They're just cause and effect. And a lot of times we see the effect, we don't see the cause. But very touching. And I agree with you 100% about animals. They have spirit that is unbiased. As opposed to human, and that's there's a certain good thing about being unbiased and seeing the world as light and perfection and beauty and harmony beyond our own little egos and trivial idiosyncrasies. So I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. I had a lot of intuitive hunches as a child and didn't understand it till people started explaining to me when I went to college that I had a lot of psychic ability according to my chart, and started reading a lot about Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky, a lot of different psychics and seers. And even though I graduated an electrical engineering degree, and I decided to play music my whole life and pursue psychic abilities. So I started giving readings in the early 70s. And I had the most interesting of experiences in 1977. I had a near-death experience, and it was absolutely amazing. I'm going to be speaking at some conventions coming up here about it. Those of you folks that are interested, there's a book I wrote called A Second in Eternity on both Amazon and Kindle. True story with actually the police records in it, because it was not it was a very public episode I went through. There's certainly plenty of witnesses. But it's a very profound, interesting story about near-death experiences, what I went through, what I experienced. And people who've had such experiences, we all agree on a couple things, which is no matter how different our experiences are, that the infinite mind, God, is pure love. Infinite love, completely beyond the ability of human mind to comprehend. So it really affected me in 77, and to this day, 38 years later, it still affects me profoundly. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings by the method Jan had mentioned called lithomancy, reading stones. She taught me her method. I've used it since 1980. It became my main method. Whenever I work psychic fairs, I'm the only person who's doing this. I've written a book on it called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. For those of y'all that would like to learn this, it's a fascinating art, fascinating tool of divination. Again, it's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and that is Lithomancy. You can find a lot about both Jan and I on psychicsgonewild.com, and we can sure cover more in a longer reading than we can in the short readings we give over the radio. So check us out and the other great psychics on psychicsgonewild.com. Let's see, where was I going to go with this? I can't remember, but every moment's a fresh moment, so I'll go somewhere else. How's that? One thing you mentioned made me think about something, and I came to this conclusion not too long ago. No matter what happens in our life, no matter what moment we're going through, and we do go through some difficult challenges, but we do always get the free will to choose. The most powerful use of free will is how we interpret a situation. We don't always get to get in situations that we love. Sometimes they're pretty challenging. Sometimes we wonder, how the hell did I get here? But the power of deciding that this moment, this experience, is going to enlighten me rather than screw with me is the most powerful decision you'll ever make. So to all you folks out there, look at life as a constant learning curve. The more, the more crossroads you go through, the more troubles you work through, the wiser you get. The more times you fall, the more times you learn to get up stronger each time. So take everything in life as a opportunity to learn, to live, to love, to enjoy, and it'll help you a lot. It really will. So to you callers, we're going to give you some readings tonight. We'll try to get to everybody. And again, if you do want a reading or make a comment, be sure and press 1. We're going to start off with area code 863. 863, you with us?
I am.
Area code 863. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Julia. How are you tonight?
Julia, we're good.
Good.
I'll tell you what, Julia, I'm going to turn you over to Miss Jan Drake Bakke. She's going to do some totem pole magic with you, animal totem, and I'll read some stones for you. Your first couple
awesome.
Readings, first couple callers, we'll give you a little taste of both of what we do.
Awesome.
Jan, this
Thank
is
you.
Good.
All right. Hey, Julia. Hey, Jim. How are you? Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I'm in transition.
In transition.
Yeah, I'm transitioning from being a married woman for 30 years to being a single woman and trying to catch my breath and find my next step.
Oh, wow. That is a transition. And did you say 3 years? 3 years?
30.
30,
30.
Okay. Oh, wow. Bless your heart. That's a long time. And that's quite a transition after 30 years. Wow. Well, the animal that I'm seeing right now, just immediately, well, it wasn't, not immediately, it didn't come in right away, but it's coming through now, and it's the horse. So I'm going to just check that out real quickly. The horse is a very positive animal. It would seem like this would be a good time for the horse to come in right now, because it'll sort of just help you out quite a bit when you're going through something like this. Because this could be, it's a scary transition and it's a new transition, but you'll do it. You know, it's a huge transition for 30 years. But keywords for horse is mobility, strength, divination, loyalty, compassion, power, and speed. Horse helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. Your intuition is finely tuned, and you use reason to serve your intuition. You're self-contained, sensitive, and compassionate. And if the horse has shown up in your life, you are maybe in a kind of a rut, is what they're saying here, and maybe you need to travel and to broaden your horizons or free yourself from an unhealthy relationship or situation. Assert your freedom, moving in a new direction, which will help you and help your power.
And Horace is always on the, like, ready to move, you know, ready to move forward, ready to go on a, in a new direction. That's what Horace is all about. So that's perfect that the horse is coming right here to assist you in moving in a new direction that you're going on. And it's time to free yourself from physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. That's what it's saying here. And so you have a lot more power than you think you do, and you relying on your family and friends and community is really important for you right now. Are you doing that?
You know, it's so funny because I was just writing my 3-month goal or plan, and mm-hmm. one of the things on my list is to find a group or find a church or find something to have an outlet. You
exactly.
Know,
oh, that's awesome.
And, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, that's confirmation.
Yes, it is definitely, and that is a great idea. Good for you. Well, you're being guided. You're being directed. And that's okay. Very positive. I think you're going to be fine, and I just wish you all the luck in the world, and I'm going to send you to Gary now.
All right. Thank you so much, Gina. I appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Well, Julia, I'm glad you've got a 3-month plan, because the method I use 16 stones, and I'll kind of explain this so everybody listening can get an idea what I do. 10 of them are planet stones, sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. 6 are personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And what I do is I charge them in my hands, and when, Julia, when you say drop, I will drop these stones, and I'll read them like a clock over the next 3 months, with each hour representing approximately a week. So,
right,
my
well,
dear...
Can I ask you to just focus on my... focus on me and drop them when you feel guided?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit of everything of what I see, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Can only cover so much in a few minutes, but it will cover the next 3 months, okay?
All right.
Whenever you say drop. And whenever you say drop, my dear, I'll drop them.
All right. Drop.
Just say, there you go. Well, this is interesting. You have the luck stone at the very top near 12 o'clock, and it's pointing toward the magic stone and the sun stone. So believe it or not, you're probably going to come out luckier than you even think right now. First thing you want to do is just believe that you're lucky. Just believe it. It'll set you a step closer to knowing how that luck is to appear. Believe in bringing fortunate circumstances to yourself. Believe that. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And as you do so in the next couple days and week, you're going to find more comfort around your place, and you're going to find yourself looking for outlets outside of your place. And that's a good thing, as Jan was suggesting, social ties and so forth. By the third week here, you've got feelings of love coming back. You're learning a fresh feeling of love for yourself, which is the first most important aspect of love. Love yourself. Love what happened. Forgive. Forget. Well, it's easier to say forget. It is a process. But forgive. Believe in your future. Believe in you being able to create fortunate circumstances for yourself. Because that's not only going to help you bring fortunate circumstances, it's going to put you in a situation where you actually get new relationships going again. By the third week here and fourth week, I feel like emotionally you're not only re-inspired to see where your life is going, but how you're going to get there. And even in this first week or two, you've got Jupiter. In the middle of this circle, you've got Jupiter, you've got Mars, you've got the Life Stone, and you've got Mercury. So this experience you've been through, even though difficult, is going to empower you in ways of confidence that you probably wouldn't have come to or learned had you not gone through this difficulty in the past recently. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, you're really starting to think outside the box. You're seeing a lot more of what you can gain and a lot less of the pain you've been through, and how much you can learn that to inspire yourself, to further think outside the box, to dream big. Again, when you told me about the divorce, and I see the Lux Stone here right by 12 o'clock, right at the top, it surprised me. And so don't shortchange yourself on how much you can learn how to really create lucky circumstances for yourself, because that's exactly what you're learning in this period. And it's not in vain. By the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, even though you're still processing this, you're processing it from a different point of view. And that's what's very helpful. You're learning how to see the good things about not only what went on, but the good things about yourself, what you have to offer in a future relationship. So don't shortchange yourself on how much love you can feel for yourself, how much love you can offer another, because by the 9th and 10th week here, the things you've learned are invaluable. They really are. They're going to be the very things that are going to set you up from the 10th to 12th week of not only feeling so much more social, but being able to set yourself up for a potentially good relationship in the future. So again, I can't go into too much detail in short in 5, 3, or 4 minutes, but this Lux Stone at the very top is very impressive. Believe in how you can create lucky circumstances for yourself, because not only is that something you're going to learn, it's something you'll be able to take into the future and use in a lot of different ways. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, that's a big one, though. I'm glad you kept, you know, restating that, to believe, you know. To
oh,
believe
absolutely.
But, you know, it's something that's so easy to doubt. You know, you think luck is what everybody
oh,
else has. But
No. But it's right at the top, and that's why I say I was surprised. I was, wow, this is really showing you how to create luck for yourself, the fortunate circumstances. Let me lay a little technique on you, Julie, because I learned this a couple years ago, and you can use this in a lot of areas. Short and sweet. I lost my keys for the 35th time, God only knows how many times. I frantically looked through all the drawers for them. Jan's mm-hmm. heard this story. But after about 3 minutes of frantically looking through drawers, I sat down and thought, you know, to hell with this. Everybody does this. I'll do it. And I'm driving myself up the wall. I'm going to change the game right here, right now. Keys, you find me. And I thought that for 2 days. And 2 days later, I found my keys in the normal course of affairs without going to look for them. Not only did the technique work then, I've taught it to so many people. And at this age, 67, I'm always misplacing stuff. And I never go look for it anymore. I concentrate, meditate on phone, keys, book, whatever, find me. And it has worked every time I try it. And why shouldn't it? Think of it that way. Why shouldn't you find your keys, girl? Believe you can find them, and you'll find a whole new way to find happiness in yourself, power, resolution, forgiveness, new optimism. You get up to the plate. Don't think I might strike out. Think I'm going to hit the damn ball out of the park. Really. Because you're going to learn to do that. So you start looking at your situation as how much it can reward you and inspire you, and you will be going down that path rather than wishing you could change the past. We can't. Does that help you,
wonderful.
Girl?
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you both. That was great.
Good, girl.
Sure.
Well, God bless you, Julia.
Well, thank you, and God bless you both as well. And thank you for taking my call.
Seek and you shall find.
Awesome.
Take care, and please call back again sometime. Thank you very much.
All right, I sure will. Thanks again. Good night.
You too.
Good night.
We've got a fair amount of callers tonight, so I just want to let you all know.
Good.
Stick with us. We'll try to get to everybody. 951. Oops, it looks like. Okay, 951, you're coming up next, then 856. So stick with us. I'll always give you a number or two ahead. 951, let me see if I can get the board here to get you on. Can you hear us, 951?
Hello, hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, how are you?
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Jan, throw some magic on Nathaniel.
Okay. Woo. So, well, Nathaniel, it's nice to hear from you again. It's nice to hear your voice.
It's actually nice to hear both of your voices.
Good. It looks like I'm trying to see what animal is coming through right now, and it's sort of peeping out of a circle, like a hole, and so that's unusual. And it's a smaller animal. It's looking like I'm having a little bit of a shadow around here, and it's like this circle. It's like this hole. It's like a circular hole thing. It's kind of strange. I don't know what that is. It's kind of unique, and the animal's in it, and it really, really, really looks like it's a like mouse. That's what it is. So I never judge what comes through. You know what I mean? We never know what we need to what we're supposed to hear. You know what I mean? So let's just see what that is. And that whole cylinder thing that it's in is interesting. So I'm not quite sure what that is either. if there's anything like that you can relate to, I don't know. Let's see. Okay, so it says pay close attention to details. So, and I forgot to ask that. Did you have a question? I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm thinking that music is actually to give me the money that I need to possibly relocate. So I'm looking to either get a gig or, something making money, making music.
Right on.
I think, I've just been told that by my deceased mother, and she said, stick with the music, and that'll give you the money you need. And I'm struggling, to make the rent and make the bills and everything now, and I have a job at a hotel as a security guard, but, a lot of security guards, when they get the gig, they want to hire someone else, like below minimum wage. And I almost got bit by a dog Saturday night, and there was a big carnival, and then they had a big wedding with hundreds of people that I had to shut down by myself. And, it was frustrating because I almost got bit by the dog, and I had my mace in hand. I had the mace in hand, but I didn't use it. I do love animals, and I called the police later, and then I asked boss if we had work comp, if I was covered, and I'm an independent contractor getting below minimum wage, actually possibly risk my life or my well-being in a situation, either kicking out homeless off the property or, I could, get a brick thrown at my head and, something.
Wow.
So I'm a little leery of, doing, too good of a job. And so I'm really relying on either calling my boss or calling the police, because they really don't pay me enough, and I don't have insurance to do
Nathaniel.
It.
Nathaniel, can I say a couple things?
Yeah.
First of all, I've been a professional musician my whole life, and I know how it's a struggle. It really is a difficult way to make a steady living. It is difficult. Not impossible, but it is difficult. The first thing I noticed when you started talking is your voice. You ought to think about doing... you ought to think about doing
great
voice... Oh, man, voice work, check out things like audible.com, make a voice tape. People hire people to do voice work on books and audible books and so forth. That's really something you should look into, especially with your voice like that. It's got a nice, deep, warm resonance.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of people have told me if I had a dollar.
Well, listen to
them. If someone told me that, I would be able to make the rent to buy a new car.
Well, Nathaniel, how many times do people have to tell you? Take the hint. The universe is talking to you. Listen to the signs.
I'm not sure. I had my deceased mother make the music, but, she's saying for the music, but...
You got music in your voice, man. It doesn't mean you can't also do
music. No, it does. I also hear, I'm able to hear other people's, in their voice. I'm able to hear quite a bit in their voice.
Oh, you got such a good deep voice,
so,
man.
I also have an ear, too. So
right. Well, I've been a musician.
I bet you do.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Let me do a real quick 3-month reading for you, Nathaniel, and we'll move on.
Okay.
We've got a lot of callers. Cool with you?
Cool.
And all you have to do is just say drop one time real clearly, and I'll tell you what I see.
All right.
Whenever feels good for you.
Okay, right about now.
Okay. I feel like you're looking at opportunities lost as opposed to no opportunities in the future. First thing you want to do is change the way you're thinking about things, not from what hasn't worked, but from what you're going to get to work. And as you do that in the next couple of weeks, it feels like it gives you a fresh foundation from one of seeing things that are difficult and challenging to one of seeing where your gifts are and what you can do and that sort of thing. You have the love stone next to the moonstone pointing to Mercury, Neptune, and Jupiter. So part of it is you establishing not only your individuality, your own unique style, your method, but how you're going to market that. That's real important because you could be the best musician in the world, best singer, and if nobody knows about you, if you don't get out there, if you don't expose yourself, you're never discovered. But by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, as you make more and more empowering decisions about where you're going in the future, as opposed to what you should have done to get there earlier, blah, 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 can't change that. You're going to really get a seventh, eighth, and ninth week here, you're getting a fresh view of what your career can be. Thinking outside the box, looking at it in different ways. And even the voice thing comes back in. Look at things you can do differently with your voice, with your other talents. I know you're frustrated at your job, but it feels like the security right now, even though it's not the best thing, is better than jumping into a pool and trying to travel the world and make a ton of money playing music. I've traveled a lot. I know it's difficult. But by the end of this 3-month period, it feels like the relationship with yourself and your plans and your hopes and maximizing your talent become a lot more, you become more knowledgeable at, more practical, more doors open. So don't shortchange yourself on what you can do in the future, regardless of what you feel like you missed opportunities in the past. Hope that helps you, Nathaniel. That's kind of quick and sweet, but does that make sense to you, brother?
Sure.
Oh, and Gary, I have something else to tell him, too.
Absolutely.
Nathaniel, I know that you live over there in Bakersfield, right? Or is it Bakersfield?
It's actually more desolate than Bakersfield. It's Barstow.
Oh, it's Barstow. That's right, Barstow. Well, you know, I don't know if you've ever come to Vegas to there's so many musicians here. I have tons of musician friends. There's just people are doing stuff all the time. I don't know if you've ever done that, but you could come out here and put in your, you know, go to some of the clubs or some of the lounge shows. There's bands here. I know a band. I have a friend that I grew up with who's in a band here who's so successful. Have you gone here and put out any resumes or anything or checked anybody out here?
You know, my brother was working at the solar plant in Prim. And he was like the chief electrical inspector. And I drove his flex up to Sacramento when we flew into Vegas. And he took me to the big satellite, Stratosphere. And we did go to the M Resort. Is that the Morongo?
Wynn Resort, you mean? The Wynn?
The M.
Oh, like the M, Henry. Sure, yeah.
Is that the Morongo or the Morongo or something?
I don't know. I haven't even been to the M yet.
It's in Henderson. I applied for a few jobs there. They had a pool security job, and they have a wonderful buffet. I wonder if you could call me on the half hours, because if I get a job, I'll be looking for a place to stay and that kind of thing, and to follow, you know, my music deal like my deceased mother is telling me to do. And, you know, I'd love to do the voice things, because I would love to, like, either like, read the Bible or something in that, or do documentaries for, like, the History Channel or something like that.
Sure, I'm sure there's tons of things you can do.
Just so, like Gary said, yeah.
I really kind of almost need some, you know, some assistance in looking for things because, you know, my computer's kind of down and I just have a first-generation iPad I'm working with and it's, I can still, you know, do some things, but I may need some assistance. I'm good in some areas, but other areas I'm kind of weak in. So if you want to call me on your off hours, if you have my number.
Okay, just give me, you know, yeah, you can email me or just, or if you don't want to put your a phone number on air.
I'll give it all on the air. I don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got it. I'll give it to you, Jan. I've got it.
Okay.
Ends in 3523. I'll let you know. Okay.
Yes.
Nathaniel,
all
we're
right.
going to have to move on. We've got
a lot
of callers. You too, my
okay,
man.
I appreciate you both very much.
You
for
too.
Sure.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we just got a note in the call room. People are saying, "Hey, get to us." So we're trying.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you what. We're gonna rotate. We're going to give Jan a reading, and then I'll do a reading, and Jan will do a reading, because we've got several more people. We're going to try and get to everybody. So having said that, This is 856, area code 856. Are you with us, 856?
Yeah, hi, this is Laura.
Laura,
yes,
why don't you let Jan throw some magic on you?
Okay.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question? I see an animal right away.
Well, I want to buy a house on the water this year, and I'm hoping you have some good news for me.
If you're going to buy a house on the water?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a deer for you right now. And I'm seeing a lake. I don't. What kind of water is it? Is it the beach?
No, I want
or is it lake?
I want a lake.
Oh, well, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lake.
That's what I want.
That's what I'm seeing. You must be doing it then, because the first thing I saw was a lake. I didn't see the beach. I saw the lake. But let's. I bet that's going to be good for you then, because that, you know, the lake, and so
that's
let's see what the deer.
Yeah, and the deer. I want all of that. I want all the animals and nature around me.
Okay.
There's a community out here called Medford, and that's kind of where I'd like to move.
Oh, Medford, Oregon?
New Jersey.
Where?
It's in Medford, New Jersey.
Okay.
And it has a lot of lakes.
All right. Well, so this sounds good then. I mean, it sounds like what I'm picking up anyway, but let's see. The deer says you've been involved in some maybe negative circumstances. Oh, and you need to seek out some nurturing situations and people. So that's just an idea there. More than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct, and you're poised for an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many different paths and lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself and others. You're in a place where, wait a second, that's not the right thing. It might be difficult to accept what life has brought, but you want to regain a sense of power now. And don't take it all so seriously. Seriously, try to get a sense of humor with it all. And you feel that you want to keep all your situations in a positive mode so that you can move on. And you're a very adaptive person. And persistent and willing to get the job done. So anyway, that's all really neat stuff. And it says you may do well working with sound or music or singing or some kind of sound healing, which might be nice for you. And I would just, I think it's a go ahead with this plan, you know, to go to that lake area.
That sounds positive.
It feels positive to me. It looks positive to me. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm getting. And do you do any kind of singing or anything like that? Are you involved in anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I do some Reiki though.
Okay.
And
that's
when you
it.
Said
well,
sound healing. I thought, oh,
yeah,
that's
sound healing. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. And so, I'm sorry, what did you say the place was? Medford?
Yeah, Medford, New Jersey.
Oh, it's New Jersey. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, what's the deer totem mean?
Well, that's basically what the deer totem is basically saying. It's saying to, I just lost it. It's saying to just be careful about any kind of negative or aggressive circumstances that might be around you, to try and nurture all your situations and people that are around you, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Just try to go follow your heart, and it sounds like you may be going on adventures. That's what the deer talks about. And the deer is also a really gentle animal and a very, I think, loving animal. And so it's there to help you with that in any kind of hard situations that might be coming up or that you've had in the past. And
well,
it's telling you...
pennies were around my car. Sound
you keep
like
finding...
Yeah, pennies and some dimes sometimes, but I'm always...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the funniest thing.
That's so cool.
Like you're trying to tell me something.
Those are your, usually those are, those are your, to me, I think they're family. A lot of times family, but they say those are your angels and your guides dropping pennies and dimes for you, but they're also family members too, telling you that they're around you and that you're not alone.
It's pretty cool. I guess others too sometimes, but lately the pennies, they're really coming all the time now. It's just so funny.
Well, to me, I think that is very special. That they just they're acknowledging stuff. So if you're ongoing for this move, they're probably acknowledging it. You know what I mean? And telling you that we're right here with you, and you can rely on us, and we're guiding you, and follow your heart is what the deer is saying. So I think you're right on the right track.
Oh, good. Thanks, Tia. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the reading.
Absolutely.
God bless you, Laura.
See you again.
You know, Laura, a lot of times we're more on the right track than we believe. We just want things to happen immediately. So patience is part of it. And if we do realize we're not on the right track, don't be afraid to change tracks. We've got several callers. 941, you're coming up next, and then we're going to 508. We've got about 16 minutes, so we'll try to get to everybody we can. Probably be a little quicker in the next couple readings. By the way, be sure and go to psychicsgonewild.com, and on the left side of the page is a Contact Us link. Go to that link. Let us know who you are, and you'll be signing yourself up for all sorts of surprises that Brother Jethro puts out. So check it out, and check out Jan and I and the other psychics on Psychics Gone Wild. 941, let me get you online. Are you with us, 941?
I am. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
Gabby.
Debbie, how can I help you? Would you like a three-month reading?
Excuse me, but I have a specific question. No, it's not
okay.
Debbie, it's Gabby.
Oh, Gabby.
Gabby,
okay.
There we go. My question is, I have a court case my daughter is going to this Thursday. My question actually isn't about the court case. I have a knowing that I know we're going to win this. I just know it. My question is, we have to find a new place to move to by June 1st, May 31st. And... will the money come through in time? We found a townhouse 3 hours north of where we're living now that looks sweet, but it's a matter of will the money come through in time for us to be able to move? Will the move go smooth? And you know what I'm saying here.
Well, so. I took the liberty of dropping some stones for you. And interesting enough, I see the play stone right next to the sun in the first week or so forth. So, yeah, you want to keep your mind on how you're going to get this. Just as I was saying a while ago, find your keys, believe in it. let's face it, there's no guarantee I'll be here tomorrow or you or the earth will. There's absolutely no guarantee in life. But if you think that way, you'll bring it to yourself. 99%, 100% better chance than if you think we won't get it. And I feel like right. as you start seeing these good visions for yourself and your family, by the third week, it feels like you've almost reprogrammed yourself for success in even more departments. You're a pretty powerful visionary soul, and I feel like you're getting back into like your better resonance, so you have more confidence. By the fourth and fifth week here, it seems like you've conquered a lot of these doubts about will we get there, and you've fallen into this determination of, yes, I will get there. And it does feel very good for you about the fifth week here with Jupiter, which is finances, Mercury, which has to do with decisions, and the commitment stone, which has to do with a new commitment to a new place. So, yes, you do want to think that way and believe that. I got a feeling there's some interesting surprises coming for you to help you bring that into play. So you meditate on how you're going to, as I was saying a while ago, find your keys. Uh-huh. I use the analogy of playing a piano. The first thing you do is decide you're going to play the piano. That doesn't make your fingers right. move. But if you decide to play the piano and then get down and get your fingers to start moving, guess what? You've gone from not knowing how to play the piano to making the decision to practicing to knowing how to play. Life is techniques. Life is decisions. And from the seventh and eighth and ninth week on here, oh, it feels very good for you. It feels like fresh opportunities. You've realized how much fresh opportunities and fresh ways of thinking you can bring into your life. And toward the end of this three-month period, it feels like you've got the love stone next to Venus, which is family, love, relationships, and balance. So, yes, I do feel like very positive things are going to work out for you as far as place. You just believe it, girl. Believe it. Make it happen. I wrote a song about a month ago for a group of filmmakers I work with, and the chorus goes, you can sit around thinking, let's see what happens. But here today, make happen what you dream about so your dreams can come your way. Think that way, Gabby. Okay, girl?
Thank you. You
Short
bet.
And sweet.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to move on.
Brother.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I always love your chuckle, Jan. It's such a beautiful voice. And I'm sure area code 508 will agree. Won't you, 508? Are you?
Oh, yes. It's quite lovely. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Gary. Oh, I resonate so much with the show tonight. Very lovely information, advice, techniques. Just like, whew. All
techniques.
That
that's life.
Quick hour. I love it. It's great.
What's your name, 508?
My name's Tom.
Tom, I'm going to let Magic Jan put some magic animal totems with you. Okay, Tom?
All right. And I look forward to diving deep with you at some point in the future soon.
Amen. Call back next week. We'll try to get you. I'll try to get you a stone reading. But just for the essence of time, trying to touch everybody.
I'm sure we'll dive deep in a private session together. But thank you so much.
No problem. Jan, roll this man some magic, my dear.
Okay. So, Tom, I do you have a specific question? And I'm just picking up on an animal right now and picking it up right away and just wondering what your question might be, too.
I have a few different entrepreneurial service type, very varied, very multitudinous, four or five different outlets that I could, like, sit down and start playing the piano, for example.
Oh.
Purely, but.
Good analogy.
And it could
Tom,
be as
I
far
like
as
that.
Doing a different type of business. You know what I'm okay. You know what I mean? So I just don't
yeah.
know. So whatever's coming forward, we'll see how that comes through.
Well, what's coming through is I see a penguin right now, and that's a really good animal, and it says you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are. You have everything you need inside you and in front of you to have a good life, so always keep that in mind. You'll soon be able to do lucid dreaming. That's what this animal is about to are the dreams. So keep aware of what your dreams are because your dreams will come through and help you make decisions. And it'll show
beautiful.
Dreams will give you messages. So I'm just gonna let you know that this is an excellent time to explore all that is what it's saying. you are loving and compassionate and patient, and try to be patient with yourself and through this remainder of the cycle. And your purpose is aligned with the spirit. So try to remember that you're always aligned with the spirit, and keep that in mind while you're trying to make decisions, and ask the spirit to help you make decisions. You're remarkable in enduring a lot of different types of conditions, and you're well balanced and comfortable with your inner self and balanced in masculine and feminine aspects, and you are able to be in different states of consciousness. So you are in an environment that feels emotionally or physically harsh, if you're in that type of environment, you are able to flow through it easily because you have a strong spiritual center. So it sounds like to me that you have so many things that you're able to do, but you just need to follow your heart and follow the signs and follow what the spirit is telling you to do and listen to your dreams. That's what the penguin is basically saying. Gosh, you're lucky. You got so many entrepreneurial things that you can choose from. That's so cool, you know.
It's been my, you know, that's almost been exactly what I've done, and allowed spirit to lead, you know, and I've mm-hmm. just followed the inspirations and just been noting it, and you know.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to get the penguin. Thanks so much.
All right. Oh, good. Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, we're glad to have all you callers. We wish we could get to everybody. We'll try. I have a quick question here for you, my dear Jan. It says, I'm wondering if our animal totems change, or do we have only one?
Oh, wow. They change. We have quite a few. We have at least 10 different animal totems or more, probably a lot more, throughout our life. But we do have one main power animal that we start with and stays with us. So that is the one main power animal that we do have. So that's what I've learned.
All right.
Yep.
Well, someone
good
was
question.
Curious. We've got about 6 minutes. We've got several more callers. We won't get to them all. We wish we could, but we will get to 111111 if you're with us. Are you there, 111111?
Yes. Hello. Yeah. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, Patricia. Do you have a question? Or you want a general reading? What's happening with you, my dear?
I have a question. About relationships. All types, romance, soulmate, let's start with that and just see what energetically or what's going on there. I would
I'll tell you what I will do. I will drop some stones for you and see what I see about relationships for you, okay? And all you have to do, my dear, is one time very clearly say drop.
Drop.
There you go. Well, interesting enough, the stone that has to do with relationships, Venus, is right at the top. And it is close to, this is really interesting. This is close to Neptune at 1 o'clock. The life stone's right in the center, pointing to Mercury, which is decisions, and Saturn, which is learning. In other words, you can draw in relationships to yourself. There's a couple things you want to do. First of all, try to put your fears aside about things not happening. See yourself in this first couple days and week. See your beauty. See your harmony. See what you can, how much you can provide to someone else. See how much you have to offer. See everything that's good about yourself, because that's the first thing you do. If you believe in yourself, other people can believe in you. And as you do that in the first week or two, you're going to start changing your feeling about yourself from someone who's kind of serious and doubtful to someone who's starting to really see long-term hopes and dreams coming true. And by the third week, it feels like this love that you're rekindling yourself with, rebaptizing yourself with, it's a practical, useful tool. It actually helps you continue to get over more of your fears and start opening a fresh way to see commitments, a fresh way to see yourself, a fresh way to do things, express yourself, believe in yourself. And again, Mercury has techniques. It's right next to the life stone. So don't be afraid of thinking outside the box, how good you are, how beautiful you are. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, this becomes more of a second nature technique for you, not overnight. You don't learn to play the piano overnight. You don't learn to do anything overnight, except, well, some things, but good things take a while to learn. But you're in this position right now in this first couple of days and week where you can really reprogram yourself, because not only is it going to bring you fortunate circumstances toward the sixth and seventh and eighth week, it's going to actually bring you the emotional, confidence that other people can see. And that's what's happening. And that's what's going to bring you relationships. Does that help you, girl? Make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Thinking you.
Thank you.
Believe. It's the hardest thing to do, but I'll tell you what, it's the most empowering. Because if you believe, like it says in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say don't ask and we'll give it to you. It says ask and you shall receive. Okay, girl?
Yes. All right.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
God bless you. Glad that helped you. And
bless
we are going to have time for one more call here. This is 857. You folks should be sure and check out Psychics Gone Wild. Go see what we do. We can certainly do more in a long reading than we can in a short reading. So 857, just got a minute or so. Who are we speaking with?
Dave and Catherine.
Okay, we got about a minute. Can you draw some cards for this sweet lady, Jan?
Sure. Catherine, I am, to tell you the truth, I do have some cards right here. I usually see the animals, but I... just for fun, since I have the cards right here, I will draw a card for you right now. What is your question? Do you have one?
Whatever you see.
Okay, here we go. And it is, this is Doreen Virtue, and it says Two of Air, being unable or unwilling to make a decision, a stalemate, pretending there is no problem. Does that relate to you at all?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And let's go for one more, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and here it is, and it says, Awakening, Archangel Gabriel. Look at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill. It's important to be yourself. Oh, what a beautiful... And Gabrielle, that's a female. And does that relate to you, too?
Anyway. Yes. Yes.
Excellent. And I'm just trying to see if there's an animal coming through real quickly here, just to give you a little more. And I am seeing. It's another horse. It's another horse for you. Here's the horse again. So that's really cool. And horse is so powerful. God, I had a horse. So we've had two horses now. You're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move quickly. Once it's initiated, it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You have a lot of stamina. This situation requires strong warrior energy, balance, sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with the family and friends and the community is important right now. So I hope that... feels good to you. I think we're about to just go off air any second now, and
we're about to go
luck.
Off. But God bless you, Jan, for your insights, for your love, for your inspiration, and for all you folks
thank
for
you.
Calling in. Check in next week. Check out what we do on Psychics Gone Wild. Stay happy. Stay blessed. Believe, and you shall find. See you folks next week. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you. Have a great week.